We have been looking at the names of the Lord our God and how it is. They're all the names of the Lord Jesus Christ too, for He is God. And in Isaiah 43, again, we come to the name of the Lord, who is Jehovah and Savior. But if you remember in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 1, when the angels, they declare the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, they instruct Joseph, what was his name to be? They say, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Because he shall save his people from their sins. They say, he is Emmanuel. They shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. The Lord Jesus Christ is Jehovah. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the Savior. In Isaiah 43 and verse 3, the Lord God, He calls Himself by three great names. And by these wonderful names, He encourages us to trust Him. You know, the names of God are there for us to know Him and to trust Him. Do you trust Him? He encourages us through His name to lean on Him, to cast our burdens on Him, to give Him our sins, to give Him our guilt. Through His name, He comforts us to know Him. In the midst of the raging storms, the fiery trials of the life of sinners, you see, sinners' lives are full of storms, full of trouble. Why? Because we have a sinful heart, we have a sinful mind, we are living in a sinful world, a fallen world. But my friends, do you face these trials alone? Alone? Or do you face it with the Savior? Here He says to Israel in verse 2, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. The waters that would nearly drown us. The Lord says, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Why is that? Because God is our Savior. Those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the Apostle Paul, he says, we are in Him. The Lord Jesus Christ is like the ark. He is like a capsule that you would go in, and He then faces all our troubles. We in Him, when fires come, when fire of God's wrath fell on Him, we were not consumed, but He was. So He cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? When He was drowned and He was baptized with the baptism of the cross and was drowned and died, we also died in Him, if we trust Him. And here the Lord, He says what the Lord Jesus said so often to His disciples, fear not. Fear not. And He says, why? For I have redeemed thee. The fact that we are called to fear is not simply to forget about things. No, there's a reason for us not to fear. It's because God has made a way for us to be redeemed. He's redeemed us. He has called us by our names. We are His. And then you cry to God for salvation. You ask Him for forgiveness. You become His. God redeems us. That means He pays for our release from the guilt of sin through the death of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. How? By making Him a substitute for us when He punished His own Son on the cross. That's why every Sunday we come together to worship Him. We come to hear the Gospel. We worship a God who has put his son to death for us, but on a Lord's Day morning, early in the morning, Jesus Christ came back alive. And so we celebrate his resurrection every Sunday. If the Lord has redeemed us, bought us, if he has called us, if we belong to him, we have nothing to fear. No matter how dreadful and fearful our trials and circumstances may appear, how dreadful our own sins may be, the Lord Jesus takes care of those things. Those who have been redeemed by the blood and called by God's grace, we belong to God. We are his children. And those who belong to God are under the care and under the protection of the Lord, of his sovereign power. Are you under his protection? Are you being cared for by God? Are you saved, my friends? And in order to encourage our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, God tells us again, shows himself to us with three distinct names. In verse 3, he says, I am the Lord thy God. That's, I am Jehovah thy God. The Lord our God. Jehovah, that's the covenant name. That's the name of revealing to us someone who is supreme, who is almighty, who is sovereign, who is eternal. And he says, I am the Lord, this eternal God, this almighty God, the one true and living God of heaven and earth. Is he our God? Do you know him? He is our God because he has created us. But he is especially our God. To all those who truly believe in him. Because he has redeemed us. Because he has called us. He is the God of all men. But he is especially the God of them who believe him. Who have come to trust him. So this is the name that God reveals to us. Jehovah. The word Lord in our English translation is that term Jehovah. And that's only given to God himself. He doesn't use that for anyone else. It is his glorious name. And he cannot give that to anyone else. And we have it in the Psalms. We have it in other places of Isaiah. And other places in the Word of God, that he's not going to give that name to anyone else. It's not to be spoken of. It's not to be lightly treated. But he must be reverenced by that name. Highly esteemed. He must be adored by that name, Jehovah. But he says, I am the Lord thy God. We can have a relationship with him. Because he says, thy God. Not just the God, but thy God. Can you say, he is Jehovah my God? Then he says, the Holy One of Israel. God is also the Holy One of Israel. God is holy, you see. His name is holiness. He alone is completely, perfectly holy. And he alone is the one who makes us holy. He is the one who sanctifies us, who makes us clean. Has he made you holy? Holy in Jesus Christ? You know, we are not perfect at all. We sin so much. But the Lord Jesus must be our holiness. Have we been set aside, set apart for him? Or are we still living in guilt? Guilt of sin. Sin is hanging over our heads and saying, this man has not been washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His sins are still with him. He still has to pay for his sins. So he says, He is the Holy One of Israel. Of Israel. His people. Not all were Israel who were called Israel. True Israel of God. True children of God are those who call upon Him. Who trust Him. And if you trust Him, my friends, if you repent of your sins, admit it all, then He will become your holiness. Then you can say, He is my holy Father, like the Lord Jesus called His Father. But then, finally, He uses this term, Thy Savior. Thy Savior. That's the name of the Lord Himself. Savior. And that's the name that is given to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus. Savior. He shall save His people from their sins, as it says in Matthew. So this is what I want to speak to you about this morning. That Jesus Christ is Jehovah Himself. Jehovah our God, and Jesus Christ, who is God, He has been sent. He has come to save us. His name is Savior. We've seen various names, a number of names of God in the past month or two. And each one of these names, they have pointed us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jesus provides for us, for all our needs. For our sins, He will provide Himself to be our Savior. He is Jehovah Rapha. The Lord will heal. He heals our sinful sicknesses. He heals that breach that has been made, that division that has been made between us and God. He brings healing. Jehovah Nissi. He is the Lord, our banner. He covers us with His banner, which is love. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. That's Jesus Christ, brings peace between us and God. Brings two enemies and makes them friends. And they stick together closer than brothers. He is Jehovah Ra'ah, the Lord, my shepherd. He is Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, Jesus Christ. He's there with sinners. He is there when a sinner calls on the name of the Lord, He is there. He is there to rescue them. He is Jehovah Tsidkenu, as we saw last time. The Lord our righteousness. With His coming into this world, with His birth, His incarnation, His life, how He lived all those years. With the death of the Lord Jesus, with His resurrection, with His going up to heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. All of these names, they culminate, they come all together under the heading, Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our Savior. Let me tell you the three things I want to speak to you this morning about, very briefly. Jesus Christ, simply our Savior, He is Jehovah. Secondly, this Jehovah Jesus, He came to save sinners from their sins, His people from their sins. And then finally, all who trust this Jehovah Jesus, the Lord Jesus, are saved. So, first of all, I want to show you from the Word of God that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is Jehovah, this great God. The Bible teaches that there is one God. There is one God. Yet, in three persons. And we must worship this Trinitarian God. We must worship this triune God. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are three distinct persons in the eternal Godhead. But those three persons are one. It's a great mystery, the Apostle Paul says. That God was manifest in the flesh, but that's the God of the Bible. If you miss that, my friends, you are worshipping the one who you know not what, like the Samaritans. But by faith trust what the Bible says in 1 John 5 and verse 7. Check your Bibles. If that verse is not in your Bibles, you must change your Bibles. Check it. 1 John 5, 7. What does it say? For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. That's what the Scripture says. The Father is God, the Word, which is the title of the Lord Jesus Christ, He is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, and these three are one. They are not three gods, but one God. This is the eternal Godhead. And the Scripture says that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, bodily. That's what we have in Colossians 2:9. And that's what I am saying. The triune God reveals Himself to men, deals with men, and we can know God through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ, my friends, you don't know God. If you haven't come to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you haven't cast yourself on Him and pleaded for Him to save you, then nothing else will avail. You cannot know God except through Him. He's called Himself, I am the door. We must go through that door. You cannot climb a window. You cannot try to get in. There's only one door. You are all, I trust, well, some of you didn't, but you all came through that door. There's only one door to get in. Well, there are two doors here, but if we lock that one, there will be only one access into this building. But my friends, there are no doors. No two doors in heaven. One. That's Jesus Christ. He's the way to appear before God. Jesus Christ, He is Jehovah. Jehovah God. You see, God, when we talk about the Lord Jesus suffering for us, yet He is God. God could not suffer. He could not suffer death. You see, when Jesus died, it wasn't that He gave up His human life. But God cannot die. It's impossible for God to die. But He gave up His human life. But the other thing is, Jesus Christ died, but His death was it completely satisfied the judgment of God and the justice of God. And that satisfying, it must be done by man. It was man who must suffer. And so Jesus Christ is both God and man. He's both suffered as a man, but as God, He satisfies forever what God demands. The Lord Jesus, He bridges the gulf, the gap between God and man. He is the only mediator to come to God. He's the Savior, you see. He's the Savior. And that Savior is God. So He's able to save, the Bible says. He's able to save to the uttermost all them that come unto Him by faith. So Jesus, His name means Savior. And yet Jesus is Jehovah. He's God over all, the Bible says, and blessed forever. The Lord Jesus is a real man. And that is a great comfort to us. He's a real man. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, the Bible says. You see, when you go to God through the Lord Jesus Christ, when you call upon the Lord Jesus and you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, He knows how you feel. You are not going to someone who is distant from you. You see, and even as believers, after we are converted, we go to the Lord Jesus Christ again and again. We know that He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities, our troubles. We can go to Him with all our temptations, knowing that He was tempted one time when Satan tempted Him. You face temptations throughout your life. you can go and bring them all to the Lord Jesus Christ and you can say, Lord, you were tempted. Help me then. You are lonely. Your loneliness. The Lord Jesus Christ was also lonely. All His friends forsook Him. He was isolated. And my friends, as a sinner, we are lonely. We are lonely. But you can go to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith and say, Lord, in my sin, I am lonely. I am separated from Thee. Save me, Lord. You can feel the scorn and the mockings of people. People can ridicule you and they can call you names. You can go to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord, I am such a sinner. I deserve the mockings, but you were mocked too. You might face betrayal. Friends may betray you and don't want to have anything to do with you. And my friends, that's a result of sin. You go to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is touched with the feelings of your infirmities and you can say to Him, your friends, Lord Jesus, betrayed you, but you never betray us. You go to Him with your sicknesses, the sickness of sin, the bodily sicknesses, and you can pray to Him and seek His help because He was wounded for us. He bore our sicknesses upon Himself. You can go with, when you're sorrowing over sin, you feel guilty. Lord, I have sinned so much. How can I be saved? You can go to Him and say, Lord Jesus, You were also a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. You can go with your sins because you can go to the One who was made sin for us, who knew no sin. And you can go to Him and say, Lord Jesus, I bring all my sins. I don't want to be under guilt of sin. And at the end, you can go to Him when you are dying. You can go to the Lord Jesus when you are dying because you know He also died and was raised again. The Lord Jesus, in both being God and man, He can sustain us and succor us, the Scripture says. Whatever it is that touches you, it has touched the Lord Jesus as well. So we can relate to Him. He knows how you feel. He knows the pain that crushes your heart, which no one else can understand. The Lord Jesus can. What is your trouble, my friends? Do you know Him? What is your trouble? What is your sorrow? What is your burden? Tell it to Jehovah Jesus. He is a friend who understands and a God who is able to help you. Jehovah Jesus, He is our Savior, our Mediator. The Scripture says He's our brother, our advocate. Now let us move on. The second thing I want to say is this, that this passage, it tells us that Jehovah came to save His people. It says that He is our Savior, thy Savior, Isaiah 43:3. And the Lord Jesus, His name was to be Jesus because He will save His people from their sins. He has come to save, you see. That's His mission, to save. That's why He is God. When you see people who deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ, you point them to this passage. Say, only God can say He's our Savior, but Jesus is called Savior too. So He must be God, and He has come to save. The angels did not say, or the angel I should say, did not say, He shall reward His people for their righteousness. He is going to reward these people who are doing good works and religious works. He didn't say that. He didn't say He shall save people from becoming sinners. But He said He shall save His people from their sins. You see, the connecting link between the Lord Jesus and those of us who believe, believing sinners, His disciples, is not our goodness. It's not our righteousness, but the connecting thing between the Lord Jesus and us is our sins. Christ, the Lord Jesus, He never gave Himself for our righteousness. He didn't give himself for our good works. He didn't do that. He gave himself for our sins. If we had never sinned, then we would never need a Savior. And so if you say, I don't need Jesus, you are saying, I never sin. I am fine. A man said to me yesterday, I'm fine. I don't need your tract. I go to church, he said to me, I don't need your tract. But the way he said it, he was saying, I don't need a Savior. I am fine. I go to church. That makes me fine. If we had never sinned, the name Jesus would never have been heard, my friends. We would never have heard that there would be a Savior, because we wouldn't need a Savior. But since Jesus has come, since God has sent His Son, He's saying to us, you need a Savior. You need me to save you. Spurgeon, the great preacher of London, he said, the first link between my soul and Christ is not my goodness, but my badness, not my merit, but my misery, not my standing, but my falling, not my riches, but my need. Our Lord comes not to admire our beauty, the beauty of man and what's good inside of us. Some people say, well, yes, man is 99% bad, but there is this 1% that is good. No, my friends, the Lord Jesus didn't come to admire your 1% of goodness. But He came to remove the deformity, the sin that deforms the likeness of God in us. He came to deal with things properly, and He knew to deal with it, it would cost Him His own life. He didn't come to deal with our virtues and reward our goodnesses, but He came to remove our sins. That's why He's called the Savior. His name would be different if He wasn't to deal with our sins. And so every promise of God in the Bible is made for sinners. It's not made for good people. It's made for bad people. And when we own and acknowledge our sins, then it is that we are beginning to see things in the right way. When we confess our sins, the Bible says He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Then it is that we obtain mercy of God in the Lord Jesus. Remember, my friends, what the angel said, that the Lord Jesus shall save His people from their sins. This is not a mere wish. This is not simply hopefully. Hopefully He will save His people from their sins. This is a divine prophecy that this Jesus, Jehovah Jesus, shall save His people from their sins. Shall! Every one of them shall be saved. This is a name that is fully justified by the facts. Many children are given names which can never live up to, but not the Lord Jesus Christ. His name was given to be Savior, and He lived up to His name. I don't know what your names mean, but do you live up to your name? Sometimes you wish, I don't want to live up to my name, because it's not a very nice name, the meaning of it anyway. Some people's name means little. Do you live up to your name? Or I don't know. But the Lord Jesus Christ, His name means Savior. He lived up to His name. He saves. And that encourages us to go to Him. He saves us. Jehovah Jesus has saved His people from the penalty of sin by shedding His own blood. Jehovah Jesus is saving His people from the sin that reigns, the power of sin. And how does He do that? By His grace. Jehovah Jesus shall save all of His people from the being of sin by His glorious coming. When Jesus comes, then all their remaining sin will be dealt with. So it is we love to think about His name. His name is Jesus, who saves sinners from their sins. Earth knows His name. The angel came to earth and told the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hell hates the name of Jesus. Heaven praises the name of Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And eternity, the Bible says, will declare the name of our God forever and ever. Now finally, let me show you one last thing. What a wonderful thing. Every sinner who trusts in this Jesus, Jehovah's Jesus, every sinner is saved from all his sins. Isn't that what the Lord again and again said? Again, he spoke about whosoever believes in Him, whosoever comes to Me shall not perish. Some of us have lived through years without the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of the children here, you are now grown up. You are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How long more, my friends? How long, children? You want to carry on not being saved, hearing messages and going to Sunday school and all of these things and not be saved? Why not, my friends? Why not, children? You see, years will come and go, and your heart will become hardened. The summer will come and go, and they are ended, and you are not saved. Will you perish forever? Look to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will save you. Trust in the Lord Jesus, who is the Savior. Right where you are, you can trust Him. You can confess your sins to Him. You can say, Lord, save me. You are the only hope that I have. You are the only Savior. He will save you from your sins, because that's what His name is. That's what His office is. He's a Savior. He saves you from the penalty of sin. You know, you get a ticket. You park your car on the double yellow line and you get a ticket. You park your car in the car park and you pay for it for 1 hour, and then you forget about it, as I have done a couple of times, and then you get a ticket. And you have to pay the penalty. You can't get away. You can't give excuses. You can't say, I forgot. I was talking to such and such a person and I was trying to help this person. You have to pay the penalty. In my case, I was preaching 3 times one day and got a ticket, which was not good. I couldn't say I was doing people's souls good. I broke the law and I must pay the penalty. And so it is with God. He will save us from the power of sin. He will also save us from the very being of sin. There was a true story that I read about a little swallow, little bird, who built its nest on the tent of King Charles V. And when this camp of King Charles V with his soldiers, it was going to move away, the king noticed this little nest that the swallow had made and the eggs in this nest. And how the swallow would go back and forth and try to build more of it and try to establish the nest more. And the soldiers were going to take the tent down and the nest would have been destroyed. But the king had some feelings in his heart and he said, no, leave the tent. Leave the tent. This little bird has trusted to build its nest on my tent, the corner of my tent. Let it stay. Let the eggs hatch and let the chicks grow to the stage when they can fly away, and then you can take the tent down. And I thought how true that is of the Lord Jesus. When a poor sinner comes with little faith, comes and flies to and builds his house upon Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus is not going to cast us away. If in this world people are like this and have some feeling for a little bird, how much more God? How much more God? Be very sure that God has so much love in His heart to those people who are coming to Him trembling, who run for shelter to God's royal court of heaven, who will pray, "Lord, I am such a poor sinner, but I repent of my sins. I trust in the Lord Jesus. Receive me." Any of you, my friends, who builds his nest on the divine promise that I will receive thee, I will never forsake thee. If you build your soul upon these promises and receive Jesus Christ, then your soul will abide. It will stay. It will remain until you fly away into heaven. And in that land, when the promises will be lost, because there will be no promises in heaven, there will be fulfillments in heaven. All the promises will be fulfilled in heaven. So I say to you, go to this Jehovah Jesus, the Savior, this morning. All of us here, maybe be like that swallow who flies and builds his nest upon the tent of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. May the Lord bless you.